For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team split last weekend with Northern Michigan. Head on the road this weekend to Lake Superior State. Joined by defenseman Tony Fulmer out of Missouri. Tony, how much, I don't want to say easier, how much better have you gotten at accepting a game where you guys can play just fine and you maybe lose the game now compared to growing up?
Yeah, I mean, we never want to lose, but definitely when our team puts a huge effort, like, and we did this Saturday, we almost had 40 shots, outshot them. Boys played great, just a couple of bounces didn't go our way, and you do have to accept that and know that we played a good game and bring it next time.
I've been asked by a bunch of fans already this week, what happened on Saturday? I'm like, they maybe played a better full game than they did on Friday. It's just Friday all came in 1 minute. That is life in college hockey. How quickly can you flush the good and the bad?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we played a great game, but we still have to play that full 60 minutes. We could play 59 minutes or 59 and a half minutes, but that, like, 30 seconds, you'll have a couple goals and you're down, what, 2-0. And you just got to try to get those finer details together and keep playing. So.
When you got here, you could lean on Wills Mullick and Kyle Loft and Elias Rosen to show you the ropes. That's been your job this year. I don't know if you've had the same D partner back-to-back nights very often this year. It's been somebody different, mainly because those guys, those young guys, are deserving to be in the lineup too. But how much of a teacher mentality have you taken this year?
Yeah, I mean, the younger guys are great. They're great skill guys. They're great guys in general. I think we feed off each other too, because obviously I still have stuff to learn and they have stuff to learn. So we talk to each other a lot and we have a pretty good relationship with the D-Corps. So
to me, Patrick and Vince might be somewhat similar guys. I've been with Mitch Wolf. He's got a little more giddy up and go to his game and a little more oomph to his game, I think. But how do all of you guys work together to make this D unit what it is, because it's pretty darn good?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play it the way that we want to play, which is simple, hard. If the play's open, make the play. If it's not, put it in an open area. I mean, we all try to stick to the simplicity of the game. And some guys, you know, get up the ice faster than others, but we try to do the same thing. So
Will and Kyle have gotten a little more offensive-minded this year. Been kind of fun to see. Did you know they had that part of their game in them?
Yeah, we see it in practice. I mean, obviously Lufty has a bomb of a shot, and Krill gets in those areas and gets those bounces and puts in the net and makes great passes and making great plays all the time. So we see it in practice, we all see it all the time, so it's not that big of a surprise to us.
What was last Friday like on the bench? 54 seconds, three shifts, three goals.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy after the second goal when they took that timeout. Things felt like they slowed down, but in reality, there wasn't much time went off the clock there. It was really good to see that, and good to see that we finished this game with a shutout, which is first shutout in, I don't know, a year and a half, somewhere around there.
Been a while, yeah. Games at Lake State are always tight. Tom says this all the time, and to me, it's overly true in that barn for some reason. You know, last minute of the game, it's going to be tight. How do you play loose and relaxed yet the previous 59?
I mean, you just got to play your game. It's kind of a smaller rink, so things happen a little faster. But you just got to stick to playing simple and hard and play it the full 60 minutes. You can't really take a shift off, and like every second matters, like I said before. So
you guys have three extremely long road trips in the second half of the season. How have you guys stayed mentally and physically ready to go for the home stretch?
I mean, just stretching after practice. I mean, when we get there, make sure to get your legs loose that day before and the Wednesday and Thursday. Do everything you can do to just stay loose, I would say.
Best of luck this week.
All right. Thank you, Schultz.